What's your name?
Eric Einem.
Tell me a little bit about this bike ride contingent that was here at the protest.
Okay. This was a bike ride we planned in advance. It was a friend, David, and basically we started off with the marchers, and we split off and did a big loop and then passed the marchers going the other way, and it was just a blast. They were cheering us on, and we were cheering them on, and we got to mingle with all the cars all around the neighborhood that were stuck in traffic.
Is this like an offshoot of Critical Mass?
Well, a lot of Critical Mass riders were on this. Probably almost all of them were riding one Critical Mass or another.
And how is it different to protest the war or Bush on a bicycle as opposed to marching on your feet?
It's much more fun because riding a bike is just inherently fun, and protest is fun, so you just put the two together, just makes more fun.
Do you think you reach more people on a bicycle?
Yeah, we reached a lot of people that the marchers didn't, because we went to neighboring areas where they wouldn't be able to see the marchers otherwise.
Great. So do you have any other events planned?
Yeah, there's a Valentine's Day, or not Valentine's Day, but a Valentine's anti-war bike ride on February 19th. And you could probably, it should be listed on LA Indy Media. You can get more information.
Great. Well, thanks a lot, Eric. All right, what's your name?
This is David.
And you're part of the Los Angeles bicycle culture, right?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Also a member of the LA County Bike Coalition. And some people might agree or disagree with what they do, but however you feel about them, they are a voice for bicyclists. So if you are a bicyclist, become a member, because even if you contribute like $2, but the fact that they have your name down and that it's another number of people that are a member of the coalition, it gives them that much more stronger of a pull in the LA County Supervisors, the MTA, Sacramento, anything that they go up and lobby for bicyclists, the more members that they have, the better off it is for them. So that's just a plug for the LA County Bike Coalition. I'm not an organizer there, just a member.
So what is the LA Bike Coalition?
It's just an advocacy group for bicycling in the Los Angeles County. Things that they work on is making the roads more friendly for bicyclists. They make sure when a new road's constructed that there's lanes, bicycle lanes. If like with the Orange Line went up, they made sure that there was a bike path there. They try to get, funding from the MTA to focus more in on bicycle riding activities.
Okay. So what are some of these other events that you've been organizing around the city?
Well, I did my first organize I did was January 8th. I had the Nowhere Bike Ride, part of Bike Winter. And the idea was just, we come out and we ride bikes, and most people that ride bikes are politically active and are against the war. So I thought, it would be a great way for people to come together and voice their sense of protest. Now, the thing about being on a bike then coming to these organized marches, these marches are usually cordoned off in an area of town where all the traffic's cut off, and the people that are cut off have no idea what's going on. All they know is, like, what the hell, man? Traffic's screwed up for some reason or another. You don't even reach any people. It's like we end up talking to one another. And, like, if you go out in front of the Westwood Federal Building, which is a popular meeting place to protest about certain things that the federal government does, all you got is cars whizzing by you at 40 miles an hour. So I thought, well, what a great idea. We'll go out on our bicycles with our signs and what we got to say and ride amongst traffic, because, face it, L.A. is a call culture. I mean, people in the bicycle community are trying to get away from it, but because it is a call culture, you got to go out and meet where the people are at. And I thought, what a better way. We'd go out, ride, organize, be seen, and have fun at the same time and speak out against war.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So what are some of the events that you have coming up?
I got one event that I'm trying to organize. It's February 19th. It's a Sunday. It's going to be at 12 noon over at Hollywood and Argyle. That's right above the MTA's Red Line Hollywood and Vine station. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a Nowhere bike ride, but we're going to put it around the theme of Valentine's Day. Call it the Peace and Love Nowhere Ride. And the idea is to come out with your lover or your loved one, bring them out, ride, spread words of peace and love, good cheer, harmony, while also speaking out against the crimes that this administration does to the people of this country and against the war, speak out against war. And Anybody that comes out, we ask that you wear red or pink just to be in the festivities of it. Make a sign, attach it to your bike. Try it out beforehand, because if you had visual, you could see tonight I was having problems with my sign. I was trying out a new thing. Also, I'm going to try to make a bunch of signs so people that don't come with signs. And if you, you know, we'll have a sign there for you. And if you have a bike rack on the back of your bike, it'll make it a lot easier to connect it. So take that into consideration if you're coming and you want to get a sign and you don't know which bike to take, because a lot of bike riders have multiple bikes. And we're also going to try to get some stenciling beforehand, so we'll have commemorative shirts, so bring a white T-shirt. So it should be fun. It should be a lot of fun.
Great. Thanks a lot.